I mean, and we were all pushing because I think we had to vote, and even the white kids voted for him. So
you felt like if you would do the work, mm-hmm. you would get the reward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you never felt at any point that...
No, not really.
Okay. excuse me, we've talked quite a bit about the churches. You know, we know that you're involved in the community and the churches, and you've listened to all the conversations. So here's your chance to just shine.
The churches. All I can say about the churches is I think they are losing their flavor. Mm-hmm. And it's not so much Roswell. I think churches overall, we're no longer a small town, one thing. And we're growing so fast until I don't think our leadership is ready for the big crowds.
Excuse me.
Because
all right. Sorry about that. Okay. We can start again. Okay. The churches. The churches have lost their flavor. Mm-hmm. And that's because...
I think it's the difference in the pastors that have come and gone. I don't think they're community-minded anymore. Mm-hmm. It's all about my building and my congregation. So I don't have to do really anything outside the community.
Now, I know Strickland is from, born and raised in Roswell. What about Lewis?
No, he's not from here. He's from Jenkins County, what South Georgia.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Jenkins County, and I'm not sure. How he feels about dealing with whites in Roswell. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure about Strickland, even though the age is different, the mindset, I think, is somewhat. Sometimes you just trust them and don't go a step farther to see. Because I was having a conversation with a young lady the other day, and she was saying, you know, it's hard to get into churches to get some things done. And I said, well, one problem is unless, you know, we as church members start voicing our opinions at this conference or whatever, it's not going to ever be a change, because now it's only a few people that are running the church. Whereas before, you would have a conference and, you know, you get your opinion heard. But now, it's no way you can get your opinion heard. Just like I'm president of Grow Away Community Group, which is a nonprofit organization. And I consider my organization as an organization that picks up where the church leaves off. Mm-hmm. The church don't do politics, per se, or endorse anybody, or let somebody come and speak, or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not a member of our organization, but if you live in the community, we would send flowers or take food or whatever. You don't have to be a member. But if we see that you're in need of something like that in a time of bereavement or even illness, you know, we kind of come to the rescue if we know. Church don't seem to do that as much. And I won't say they don't do it